Good morning and welcome to On Fire Radio, brought to you by Catskill Mountain Christian Center, a full gospel family church and Christian academy located at 629 Main Street in beautiful Margaretville, New York. What a great day to go to church. If you don't have a church, come on over to Catskill Mountain Christian Center. We would love for you to be our guest this morning. That's Catskill Mountain Christian Center this morning at 10 o'clock. If you'd like more information about On Fire Radio or Catskill Mountain Christian Center, give us a call at 845-586-4848. I'm Renard Bartow, and I'd like to invite you to join us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you On Fire Radio. Now let's go to Pastor Bob Engelhart with today's message.
We're going to read from the Gospel of Luke in chapter 2. We're not going to start at the top. We're going to start in verse 8 and read down through 14. It says, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'" Amen. It is the angel party, I think, is one of the most remarkable moments in the Bible. An angel breaking in on these dutiful shepherds that were watching their sheep by night, which is what they did. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." It means every member of the human race has the ability to take advantage of this good news. This is good news to all people. And sometimes, and it's funny, because the governments of humans don't always consider Christianity to be good news, because they see it as an opposition to their own authority. So recently in Red China, they've been bulldozing churches, like mega churches. They've been throwing Christians in gulags. Around the world, Christianity is under terrible, terrible persecution. And you know, with your own family, with your own family members at times, with the people you're close to, your people on your job, they're going to treat you sometimes wrong because of Jesus, because of the baby born in the manger. Good news to all people. Good tidings of great joy to all people. So the problem is that their salvation is also offered to them. They just don't know it yet. So we got to stay on message. We got to stay on point and be the people of God. Okay, for many people, this time of the year is not so much fun. Everybody looks around and say, "Why is everybody having so much fun?" We tend to look into ourselves because we don't really want to admit maybe it's not that fun for us. It can be a season of stress. It can be a season of loneliness. It's a time where typically, if people have passed away who we've loved deeply, that kind of stings the heart because we remember times that were wonderful or Christmases that are wonderful. It can be a time of financial pressure instead of peaceful pleasure. It could be something done out of duty because we have to do this, but we really don't want to. We can't afford it. A season endured and inwardly dreaded by many because they really are not into the whole, "I don't want to celebrate. I don't feel like celebrating." Sometimes we have to deal with crazy relatives this time of the year. Nobody knows anything about that. But sometimes we're the crazy relatives. Yeah, come on, just kidding. No, nobody here. I'm talking about your somebody you know, maybe. Some folks just never connected with Christmas. They've never really connected with it. They don't really see what's the big deal. Well, it's about Jesus, or what's all the rest of the jazz? You know, and it's probably good questions, but some people just feel like an outsider at Christmas time and want to hide away. They don't want to go to any parties. They don't want any social pressure on them. They don't like it. It's you know, it's okay. You know, God cares deeply how you feel. And Jesus challenges us to not depend on our feelings, but to depend on our faith. And sometimes you're not happy because you feel like being happy. You're happy because your faith instructs you or draws you to a place like this cradle, this manger, and there's happiness in it. And sometimes we have to prime the pump of happiness because we're not actually naturally happy this time of year, so we have to prime the pump. We had an old pump out in front of our home. We actually had running water, too, so it still wasn't like that. It wasn't a little house on the prairie or anything. But when we were kids, and you'd have to pour a pitcher of water to prime the pump. But once the water got running, then you could pump all day long, and the water would run. And sometimes the happiness of this time and season, and really sort of being, it's not a bad thing to entertain a moment of reflection. I think it's a good thing to think about, have some time of solitude this time of year. But don't let it rule you. Don't let it rule your feelings. Let your faith rule your feelings. Does that make sense? Because you have every right to it, because you're a child of God. Amen? Okay, but the birth of Jesus alone should bring us back to a place of celebration. Not only the secular enjoyment, which is not bad, but a reminder of how much we are loved by God. The Almighty's master plan is launched. It's good to reflect. Take some time this time of the year. Remember your victories and your blessings. Remember them. Remember the good that God has done. Remember how bad life could be and is for many people on our planet. Listen, we haven't received anything that hasn't been given to us. We haven't received anything because we're so good. We should have received I should have received these great looks. You know, we haven't received anything that hasn't been given to us. And if you have a talent and you've worked to hone that talent, that's wonderful that you've done that. But even your will to hone that talent has been given to you. Because some people have great talent. Some people are very smart. You know, you see on Jeopardy, there's a guy who won a lot of money who's very, very smart. Nothing against this trade or occupation, but the guy's a bartender by trade. Nothing the matter with being a bartender. I'm just saying, just because you have lots of knowledge or you're the smartest guy in the room doesn't mean that you've used all of that to the greatest of the potential. You could be a rocket scientist. Nothing to matter with being a bartender, but you could be a rocket scientist, or you could find the cure to cancer, or you've got all of these brains that God has invested in you, but do not have this sort of innate desire to take those gifts and that intelligence God has given you and take it as far as you can take it on behalf of your fellow man. Are you with me? Jesus came and said, this angel said, peace on earth, goodwill to all men. To all men. So what's our function? To be the blessing vehicle to the rest of humanity on God's behalf. Right? We're to be the blessing vehicle. That's our job. We're fleshing out what that angel said. Okay? So it's good to remember the victories and blessings, and especially the joy of what Jesus has meant to each of us individually and all of us corporately. But also remember the people who were treasures in our lives who are here no more. I think it's not a bad time of year to do things like that. Just don't let it dominate and you become sort of a weather system of, you know, mourning, right? Those who have passed into eternity, those who have moved away or just not here anymore. Remember, human beings are the greatest treasure we'll ever have. What did the angels say? Peace on earth. Do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. So when your heart is missing someone who's been important and center in your life experience, you should. It's good to remember. It's good to remember those people because they're the greatest treasures you'll ever connect with, you'll ever be in contact with, is the other people in your life that you have a genuine connection with. Yeah? And you know what? See, you have to know that you're not an accident. You have to know that before you were conceived in your mom's womb, that God had a plan for you. There's an architectural blueprint room in heaven, and you were designed before the foundation of the earth. That there would be a Fred, a Harry, a Joe, a Bill, Nancy, Mary, Susie, Liz, right? That you were going to be here, and you were going to be here today. He knew that before the creation of the earth, before the heavens and the earth, your plan. They rolled it out, and they said, yep, Fred, I see him now, that Sunday in the year 2019 at that church. I got plans for that guy. I got plans for that guy. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. God knows you better than anybody. God knows you better than anybody. If you ever need understanding, you feel like nobody understands you, God understands you because he made you. Your framework, your emotional framework, your intellectual framework, your cultural framework, God knows you. Before I knit you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And he likes it. He likes his creation. For all people. Good news for all people. Jeremiah 29, famous scripture. God says this. Now listen, drink it in. You need a Christmas present? Listen, drink it in. For the I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. What does God think about you? Thoughts of peace and not evil. That's what he thinks toward you. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. You say, but I don't like his timing. You should have came. You should have already came. That's not proper English. I'm kind of doing that on purpose because that's, you know what I mean? You should have come. Listen, God thinks about you and he has plans for you, plans for good. But when do you discover those plans? When will those plans be realized? When you pray, you come to me and you pray and you seek me with all of your heart. You'll find me. So you can have these plans and one day go on home to be with the Lord and all of these sort of great, exciting adventures God had for you, he may have to say, well, you got to pack them up and put them away. He didn't realize the full potential of what he was born to do. Are you with me? And you say, yeah, but listen, I didn't get saved till I was an adult. I already have all these other things. That's why God saved you. He knew the day that you were going to, he knew the plans that he had for you the day you were going to get saved. He knew it. He says, yeah, it's good. I want that one saved at 63. I want that one saved at 14. I want that one saved at 22. I want me, I got saved at 26. Are you with me? And then you realize when you get saved that he was with you all the time before that. And that's like a big surprise. Because he's been kind of protecting you, shielding you. The angel's been, you've been keeping him double busy when you were living in knucklehead world or whatever, right? God thinks about you all the time. He's got 1,000,000,000 eternities. He's not pressed for time. In his world, in his kingdom, time has not, to God, Peter says this, don't forget, you guys, to God, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. God is not time is not an issue with God. He's got the eternity just to dwell upon you. So what's your value? Say, I don't feel very valuable. My husband doesn't value me. My wife doesn't value me. My kids don't value me. My parents don't value me. Teachers don't value me. My boss doesn't value me. Oh me, oh my. Doesn't matter. God values you. You are so valuable to God. You are so valuable. You are such an amazing treasure to him. You are unique. There's not another one like you. Never will be. Matthew 6:26, look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap, and they don't gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Listen, it's you who are made in God's image, not the birds. It's you who are made in God's image. It's you who are his offspring. It's you who have a destiny. The angel said for all people. He didn't say for all critters. Right? You are made in the image of God. Matthew 10:31, do not fear, for you are of more value than many sparrows. Matthew 12:12, of how much more value than is a man than a sheep? Jesus talked about humans and value a lot. Luke 12:7, but the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Luke 12:24, consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap, which neither have a storehouse nor a barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than birds? And in the Mordecai in the book of Esther 4:14 says, who knows whether you have come into the kingdom for such a time as this? Who knows? Who knows what day God is going to need you to be honed in on the things of God's Holy Spirit so you can be ready, because maybe you were born for a time such as this. You see, if you're stressed about your finances, you're stressed about your relationships, you're stressed about your job, you're stressed about your kids, you're stressed about everything, you don't have God goggles on. You don't have your God goggles on. Only if you can separate yourself and be with him can you get your God goggles on. And you get to know his word. Right? Need your God goggles, because then you can see him and you can be ready to be activated, because you don't know whether you've been born for such a time as this. And some folks say, well, I don't really think I've ever really done anything. Well, you haven't had your God goggles on, because once you put them on, he begins to activate you right away. There's a person I want you to give a gift to. There's a person I want you to stop and talk to. There's a person I want you to tell about my kingdom to. There's something, someone that has a need somewhere in your life that I want you to meet that need, so then I can begin to bless you. God's Bible says, given, it'll be given to you. But it starts with give. Okay, you have to be careful not to become frustrated at the length of time it takes for God to align you to receive the fullness of his blessing. You have to not become frustrated. You have to believe. In your waiting, you have to believe. And you have to believe with, actively believe. So after Jesus is born, within whatever the time period in Judaism was right for Mary and Joseph to bring him to Jerusalem and to bring him to the temple to show him, which was they would have to bring a sacrifice and all of that kind of thing, bring it to the temple. There's a man named Simeon waiting for them. And when he sees the baby Jesus, he flips his lid. And he says this, "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name is Simeon, and the man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him." See, he was waiting for Jesus to come. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was waiting for the promise of God to be realized. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. See, if you will pray, if you will practice piety and prayerfulness, God will give you promises and tell you things that you will see and accomplish in your lifetime before they ever are manifested. Listen, you're no different than Simeon. Simeon just listened to God. And he was waiting in that temple because God promised him he would see the consolation of Israel. See with his eyes. So he's waiting. How long? He's an old man at this point. How long is he waiting to see the consolation of Israel? But as soon as he sees the baby Jesus, bada boom, he knows it. How can he know it the way you and I can know it? Because of his proximity to God. So he came by the Holy Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and he blessed God. This old dude picks him up in his arms and he blesses God. And he says, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." He waited his whole life. Who knows that you have been born for such a time as this? Who's Simeon today here listening? Who are you who will care enough for Jesus to not depart from him until he fulfills his word in your life? The thing with God's timing is that it's God's timing. Right? And it is famously not our timing. God is seldom early, and most of the time, later than we'd hope for. Death is not even the end for the hope that's in Christ, because Jesus was crucified, and the disciples were like, "Well, that's it. You know what I mean? My Jesus club ID card, let's get rid of it. Because somebody might find out that I was following him, you know, and I might end up like him on that cross, right? Until the third day. He was dead. He was a closed book. He was a dead issue. He was a closed book until he was raised from the dead. So whatever your dream is, whatever your hope is, whatever your desire is, if you think it's dead, that's not too late for God. Amen. Dead is not too late. The death of your vision, the death of a relationship, the death of something beloved is not the end. God's bigger than our timetable. Hebrews 10:35 says, "Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward." My confidence is going to have great reward. And you know what? We'll see it in the land of the living. My confidence is going to have great reward. Ha, ha, ha! Told you. Told you. When God shows through, you say, "Told you he was with me." Beneath all the sights and sounds of the season are profound truths that can change your life for the better in this life and in eternity. Christmas has vital implications for your life. Rick Warren says that Christmas is a time for celebration, salvation, and reconciliation. Celebration, Psalm 118:24 in the Good News Translation says, "This is the day of the Lord's victory. Let us be happy. Let us celebrate." The celebration is something that is in the very, that's what those angels were doing, praising God and singing. A multitude of heavenly hopes. A multitude is too much to count. There wasn't 4,321 angels. It was a multitude of heavenly hosts. And I'm talking about thousands. I'm talking about maybe millions. A multitude of heavenly hopes, praising God and saying glory to God in the highest and peace to his people, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And it's not goodwill among men, it's goodwill from God toward men. Saying, I am fixing for myself what you guys broke, which is the relationship we have together. We have been broken. Until you were born again, your relationship with God was broken. Now you have access to the holiest through the grace and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The first Christmas was a celebration, and you can decide to make this Christmas a celebration, no matter what you're going through. We can always celebrate Jesus. Salvation, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him may not die but have eternal life. Jesus said, if you believe in me, you'll never die. Then he said, do you believe this? Right? Whoever believes in me will never die. Do you believe it? That you'll never die. You'll never die. You'll never see death. Now, your body's going to leave the earth, but you'll never see death. Your body will one day be old enough, unless Jesus returns, your body will be old enough that will, you know, that will come to an end. And somehow, how you've conducted yourself on this planet is going to be measured in eternity. You're not saved by your good works. You're saved by faith in Jesus. But that salvation should make you so happy and so gratified and so filled with love that you'll do anything on his behalf as his ambassador, as his child on this planet to represent him. And finally, reconciliation. Colossians 1, it says, for it pleased the Father that in him, in Jesus, all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Reconcile all things to him. All you got to do is accept the gift. You receive the gift, and then just run with all your heart. Just enjoy it. I pray you have a really wonderful Christmas this year. And don't forget about God's love. Don't forget about Jesus. Don't leave him in that cradle alone. Talk to folks about it. Yeah?
Hey there, this is Jake Johnson, and I want to thank you today for listening to our podcast, On Fire Radio. We pray that this word has ministered to you today. And maybe today God has shown you your need for him in your life. John chapter 8. And in verses 31 and 32, Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus makes us free from our sin. If you need to make Jesus first in your life today and be set free, would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner. I repent for my sins today and ask that you would cleanse me with your blood. I place you first in my life and ask that you would give me the power of the Holy Spirit. I walk forward this day in a new relationship with you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I want to encourage you to start reading your Bible. You can even download the YouVersion Bible app on your mobile device and start a plan for new believers. Start a prayer life as well and start carving out time in your day to spend time with God. And I want to personally invite you to Catskill Mountain Christian Center. We have service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 629 Main Street in Margaretville, New York. Powerful worship, dynamic teaching, and an encouraging time of fellowship. On Fire Radio is a ministry of Catskill Mountain Christian Center and is brought to you free online and on the radio each week because of generous donations from listeners like you. You can partner with us in serving God's vision for this area by donating online at our website, www.cmcconline.org. From there, you can also connect with us on all our social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Send us a message and let us know how this ministry is impacting your life. On behalf of Pastor Bob Englehart, this is Jake Johnson signing off. God bless, and we'll see you in church.